Pulmonary embolism, or PE, is the sudden blockage of a major blood vessel in the lung, usually caused by a blood clot in the lower body that breaks loose and travels to the lungs. When diagnosing acute PE, time is of the essence. There is a high mortality rate associated with PE when it is not correctly diagnosed or promptly treated. On the other hand, smaller clots are sometimes broken up by the body, so damage is minimal. But acute pulmonary embolism can decrease blood supply to the lungs, straining the right side of the heart, affecting oxygen delivery to the body, and potentially causing lung tissue to die. PE is the third most common cause of acute cardiovascular death in the United States, behind only heart attack and stroke. Blood clots are often caused by inactivity due to an operation, illness, or a cast on a limb. They can also be caused by other trauma, pregnancy, advanced age, inherited conditions, or medications like hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills. The most obvious signs of pulmonary embolism are shortness of breath, weakness, and chest pain. Unfortunately, these symptoms are also common in many other illnesses, making the condition difficult to accurately diagnose. In fact, pulmonary embolism is frequently undiscovered until after death. In most cases, patients with pulmonary embolism can be medically managed with anticoagulants. In patients with severe or life-threatening symptoms, surgery or other procedural therapies may be necessary to remove clots. In recent years, major medical centers have become more adept at diagnosing and providing the advanced care needed to appropriately manage critically ill patients with pulmonary embolism.